This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Daf Shavua Mesachas Chagiga, Daf Yid Aleph Amid Aleph. We left off halfway down, a little bit more than halfway down, on Yid Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara is going through the Mishnah on Yid Amid Aleph that speaks about. We're now up to the end of the Mishnah that says, it says, Hadinim Ba'avoidos Hataharos Ba'atumos. Batameyos, I'm sorry, Varayos, all these cases, Yeshlem Amashi Yismuchu. It has what to rely on, that there's more of psukim. It's not mefurish, but there's more psukim to rely on. The Gemara is going to go through each one and ask, but there's psukim that are straight out. Why are you saying that it's not mefurish? It's not straight out in the psukim. We already spoke about dinim. Now we're up to the two dots of avoidos, about the avoida and the Beis Hamikdash. Frak the Gemara. Michtung Siva, Navaid in the Beis Hamikdash, the Psukim are straight out, says Gemara Lei Nitzricha, it's not coming except for the case Lei Leches Adam, to the case of bringing the Dam to the Tani, because we learned in Abraisa. Vikrivu, Zukabala Sadam, it says in the Pasuk, Vishachar is Ben Abakal, Vinashem Vikrivu, Ben Aranakayanim is Adam, and they bring it. Says the Gemara, even though Vikrivu sounds like, Vikrivu means that you're bringing it, that sounds like the halacha, Zukabalas Adam. This is referring as the actual accepting the dam in the kli, that after you shechti, you catch the dam in the kli. Says Rashi, Vikrivu Zukabalas Adam, Afal Pishu Lashon halacha, even though Vikrivu is mashma, that you carried it to the Mizbeach, Ein El Kabbalah, it just means Kabbalah, accepting the blood. In the kli, Sharei La'achar, and Rashi brings a raya. Sharei La'achar Shchita Nichtava, because it's written right after Shchita. It says V'shachar Es Ben Abakel V'Neshem V'Ekrivu. So what happened to the Kabbalah? You're skipping over the Kabbalah. Sharei La'achar Shchita Nichtava V'Ein Ha'Lochel Imken Kibul Adam. You can't bring it to the Mizbech unless you get to Dam. So says the Gemara. So why did the pasuk? Why does the Torah say it in a lashon v'krivu, that in a lashon that you brought it, if it just means you're catching it in the dam? The afkar rachmana b'lashon halacha, the pasuk, the Torah mentions it in a lashon of halacha of bringing it. Dichsiv, how do we know that v'krivu means to bring it? Dichsiv, because it says by karban oila v'hikriv ha-kayin es akol, the kayin brings all the limbs, because by an oila you burn everything. V'hikter ha-mizbecha, and then you burn on the mizbech. So the pasuk actually says vehikir v'kayin es hakol vehikir amizbeach. So therefore, we see that vehikir v'kayin means to bring it. Says the Gemara Vayter, v'amar mar zuay lachas evarim lekevesh. This means that the kayin is bringing the limbs to the ramp, and then in order to let it burn on the mizbeach. So lemeimra. So why does the pasuk say? By the case of Kabbalah Sadam in the first pasuk, why does it say Alashon Vikrivu? If it means catching it in the dam, we see by Eila Vikrivu means you brought it. So it says the Gemara Lamemra, because the pasuk wants to teach us, to tell us, to say, Da'ilacha Le'safka, that don't think, Da'ilacha Le'safka Mechal Kabbalah, don't think that since, Rashi explains, that since actually the halacha, the bringing it, is not so necessary, because you could really skip over that step. If you shecht the behema right near the mizbeach, you don't have to bring the blood. So therefore, you might take that less seriously and think that it doesn't have the same obligations as it does as catching the blood in the kli. So that the pasuk's trying to teach us, no, that when you v'ekrivu, you have to bring it. That even though you're catching in the kli, even though we know that that's very, very serious, that's the same as v'krivu, as bring it. That's also serious. And Rashi says that loy safkim chakabola chol vera, even though it's avoda shevshel levatla, even though it's an avoda that you could skip over, shemrotz sheikh b'tzav mizbech, you could shecht it at the next mizbech v'zayrek and then spritz the blood. Heichad loy batl avoda, but where you did not do that. It's considered avoidi. Umefaglin es hakarben b'machshavta, and you could make the carbon pigle. You could make it puzzle, but machshavta with the wrong thoughts, utzricha kayin, and he needs a kayin, ubigdei kahuna, and needs him to wear the bigdei kahuna when he does the halacha, the bringing, upaisel ba'ainen, and if you're an ainen, if you have a mace that one of the close relatives that died and you didn't bury them yet, v'yayshiv, or you're sitting, v'arol, you didn't have a bris mil, all these things, pasel, even, they pasel even the halacha. So that's why the Pasuk says it. So these are halachas of Avaida that are not straight out in the Pasuk. So even though, as the Mishnah says, that it has a yesh lahem al mishi yismchu, but l'mais it's not mafur. Zok de gemar vayta tarois. When it speaks about tarois, the halachas of contamination, frak de mar michtam ksivan, why are you saying it's not straight out in the psukim? It says straight out. It says gemar leinitzcha el shir mikvah. It's coming to teach us the shir mikvah, the amount that you need for a mikvah. The loik siva, it's not written in the Torah, the Tanya, because we learned in a brisa. The rachatz b'mayim. It's in parentheses, that's besare, because that's talking about mitzayir, but we're not talking about mitzayir. The rachatz b'mayim. It says, if he had shichva zera, he has to be rochatz b'mayim, it's called besari, all his flesh. So the Gemara says, v'rochatz b'mayim, with a patach. It doesn't say b'mayim, in the water. It says b'mayim. And b'mayim, when you say it with a patach, the base, it's like it says b'hamayim, in the water. That specific water that we're, that specified water. So v'rochatz b'mayim, you have to wash yourself in a mikvah, b'mayim, says Gemara, b'mei mikvah. What's that water? Not a, only any kind of water. It can't be any water that you took in a kli and you filled up a bathtub. No. B'mei mikvah, but in that water of the mei mikvah, as kol b'saroi, and the pasuk goes on, it says you have to wash, make sure you get in your whole b'saroi, your whole body. Mayim shakol gufoi, oila, the mayim, which your whole guf, could fit into Bahen and then. Vakama, Hain, and how much is it? How much is the amount that your whole body could fit into the water? How big does the mikveh have to be? Ama alama, it has to be a square ama. Berum shalosh amos, the height of three amos that a regular ish beinoni, a regular person could fit in up to his head. And then when he goes in into the water will lift in over his head because you're displacing the water as you go in. Vishiru chachamim, and the chachamim figured out, they measured mei mikvah arboim sa, that the mei mikvah, the water of a mikvah, has to be arboim sa, has to be 40 sa. Zok de gemar vayter, tameyos, which speaks about tameyos, frek de gemar michtav ksivan, it says it straight out, and for the gemar leinitzcha, it's talking about el chadasha, min hasheretz, when the part of the so going back to the mikvah, when it says in the Mishnah that it's not said straight out, it means the main mikvah, the water of the mikvah is not straight out. One thing Rashi does mention, that you might need to know for the Daf HaShavua Bechina, is that Rashi does say that you need a mikvah, but you don't need a spring of water. Only by a zav, it says straight out in the Torah that you need a spring, you need a water of spring, fresh water, mayim chayim, michlal deshar tum and lav mayim chayim bo. You see that by the other tumah, you don't need that. A mikvah is enough. Zaktimar tumeis michtuk sivan. I it says straight out the sugya, the psukim of tumeis. So says the Gemara. The Gemara says leinitzucha el chadasha. It's talking about the size of chadashim and asheretz, that there are eight shrotzim that you become tame from, creeping things. So it says, El Chadasha, a lentil min asheretz. If you touch the lentil size of a sheretz, the leich siva. That's not written straight out. The Tanakh, as we learned in a braisa, that the Pasuk says, Bohem. The Pasuk says that, Eila tameim lochem bechol asheretz, kol anegea bohem. These are the ones that are tame amongst the shvatzim, kol anegea bohem. Whoever touches them. So the pasuk says Bohem, Yachol Bekulon. It says Bohem, whoever touches them, sounds like you have to touch the whole sheretz in order to become Tame. Tamaloymer Mehem. That's not true because the pasuk says, V'chol Asher Yipal Alav Mehem. And anything that fell from them, v'chol ashiyipol alav mehem, that anything that ashiyipol alav that fell on it, mehem, from them. So it says mehem, only from them, you don't need the whole thing. So it says yachol b'miksas, and that sounds like mehem, only part of them, that you don't need the whole sheretz to become tummy for it to touch you. Tamalay merbahem. But it says in the first pasuk that you just quoted that elat tameim lochem chol sheretz kol negeh behem. They have to touch them. Bahem is mashma, the whole thing. Mehem is mashma, only part of it. Haketzat. So how do you reconcile that? Achiyigam miksasa ishukukulay. If you touch part of the sheretz, which was like the whole thing, an amount of the sheretz that at one time there was a sheretz that had a shear of that little part, that would be considered that you're tamei. Shukukula, you touched part of it, shukukula, but it was a mount that on a different sheretz, sometimes that would be the whole thing. Shiru chacham, the chacham figured out, b'chadasha, that was the size of a lentil. Shekein chaymeit, because Rashi says it's a snail, tchilasa b'chadasha, a snail starts off the size of adasha, and therefore if you touch something, any sheretz, the size of adasha, part, it's the whole sheretz is there, you touch part of it the size of adasha, since a snail starts off very small like that, so then we're going to become tummy. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudaimer, Gizanav Halta. It means the tail of a lizard, that when you cut off the tail of a lizard, it still moves around. So Rashi explains, so therefore it has a din of a sheretz of in and of itself. So therefore the shear of that zanav, that it moves around after it gets cut off, if you touch a different sheretz or that, any size that would be the size of a zanav, you become tummy. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says that it's not straight out in the psukim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.